Building a fence, the law and regulations. In the May issue of Inżynier Budownictwa Monthly, different types of fencing have been discussed. Continuing this topic, this time I would like to outline the basic regulations and technical requirements one should meet before deciding to build a fence. It is also worth remembering that good relations with neighbors may facilitate and speed up the building process, as well as reduce the cost of the investment. A notification would be enough. To build a fence, a building permit is not required. However, if the fence is to be adjacent to the roads, streets, railways, and other public places, and if its height is to exceed 2.20 meters, one needs to inform the district or municipal authority of the intention to put up the fencing. Such a notification should be given at least 30 days before the planned commencement date of the works. It should include the type, scope, and manner of execution of the works, as well as the deadline for their completion. A statement of the right to use the property and appropriate sketches and drawings are also required. If within 30 days from the notification date the authority does not raise any objections, then one can begin to build a fence. But this must happen no later than 2 years after the date specified in the notification. After 2 years, a new notification will be necessary. The authority has the right to make an objection if the construction of the fence violates the local spatial management plan or other rules. Technical requirements regarding fencing. Apart from legal and administrative regulations that determine the construction of fencing, one needs to take into account equally important technical requirements. Any type of fencing to a height of 1.8 meters should not have any sharp parts, nails, barbed wire, broken glass, as they pose a risk to humans and animals. The main gates and the wicket gates also have to meet technical requirements, that is, they have to open to the inside of the plot. The gate should have a minimum width of 2.40 meters, while the wicket needs to be at least 0.90 meters wide. One cannot install any threshold that might impede the movement of vehicles and pedestrians. Unless the local spatial management plan provides otherwise, the fence can be made of any material. Yet it is worth taking into account aesthetic considerations, as well as materials approved as fit for use in the construction industry. A boundary dispute. When building a fence between neighbors, one does not even need to give a formal notification. This does not mean, however, that it can be done in any way we want. In this case, we should also comply with building regulations and, above all, value the neighbor's opinion. After all, they will be responsible for maintaining and renovating the fence as well. Then it would be good to talk to the neighbors to agree on the type of fencing as well as the way it will be done. Living in harmony with neighbors and not being embroiled in a dispute with them over the property boundaries will allow us to carry out the works quickly without using the surveyor's or court's help.